Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality, the truth about happiness. Happiness with your host, Global Happiness Specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, but most importantly, a student. Ongoing, life, never-ending lifelong student. I'm 67 years old now. Don't tell anybody, please. 67 years old in this journey, over 45 years of this search, of this looking, this seeking for happiness. And I'm here to tell you that you're not going to find it out there. This happiness that I'm talking about is an inside job, but you already know that. And let me be very clear. There's a lot of new people, new followers, new listeners. Let me just... Forgive me if you've listened to the show before and you've heard me say the same thing, especially in the introduction. But just for this new for the new people, for the new audience, let me just share. When I say happiness specialist, I'm not talking about something happened and now I'm happy. No, I'm talking about a personal vibration, a personal energy of contentment. And that energy of contentment doesn't leave. The energy of contentment, the energy of inner peace, that vibration of inner peace doesn't go away when the world is, when you're hit with baseball bats to the back of the head. It has nothing to do with anything external. The good news is this contentment, this happiness, sometimes people get stuck on a word. They prefer joy over happiness or whatever. But I'm here to say, forget the words. I'm focused on an energy. I'm focused on energy. You can feel when you are connected to the point where you're totally relaxed. You trust. You're navigating through life with your shoulders down. You're calm. You're balanced. In your soul, balanced. And you're trusting, blindly trusting that whatever is happening, that you know and you believe in each cell of your body, that is there to serve you in some way. Even the things, especially those things, those unwanted moments, those unwanted experiences, that's when the practice shows up. Happiness, inner peace, contentment, they're all practiced skills. And when you prioritize, when you make a commitment, guess what? The practice works. The practice works. I've been practicing this shit for 45 years. And I'm still practicing. I cannot wait to share with you what the universe hit me with a few days ago about humility. And compassion. But let me just stick on the humility. Humility. Listen to this one. And it hurt when I heard it. It hurt my ego. Let me be very clear. Humility? There's no such thing in the universe as humility, especially when you know and believe that that we're all one, that we're all the same. There's not this race, that race. It's the human race. We are all united. We were all from the same. We all came from the same stuff. We all came from the same creator. So this division and the ego will teach. The ego teaches that I'm different than you or I'm separate than you. No, there is no separation. And when you practice and believe and know that there is no separation, where does humility even come in? You follow me on that one? It took a little while for me to grasp it. But humility, there's no such thing in the universe when we're all one in the first place. Anyway, I digress. I'm getting off. I jumped off the introduction. Let me jump back on. When I say happiness is a practice skill, it's a state of mind. It is an internal foundation. And when you practice, and where does the practice begin? Where is the practice done? You know it. I know it. In the mirror. Oh, ouch. That hurts. In the mirror with you and the universe or God, whatever term you want to use, universe, God, source, higher power. The words, again, the triggering of a word, the triggering of when you hear a word and you're triggered, just know that that's a program based on the past. And that includes me too. Don't think that I have, that's another thing I want to say. I don't pretend to have all of the answers. All I'm offering is another perspective that you may or may not feel compatible with, that you may or may not want to accept. It's just another perspective, and it's a perspective, quite frankly, that I don't hear too many people telling, saying that words don't have any power. What? How could she say that? Innately, words are not powerful. Energy, yes. Words, no. So I really practice not getting caught up in a word. In fact, I don't even use words to describe my emotions. Oh, I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling guilty. I'm feeling depressed. I'm feeling happy. I don't even use words to describe my emotions. I'm just feeling. I'm human, and I'm just feeling in this moment. And if I say why, if I put a why to it or because, then I'm putting a judgment on it, which is another program. This program for unhappiness, and we've all been programmed, but the good news is once you put a spotlight on the program, once you put it out in the light, once you expose the program, and the program is just ego in disguise, keeping the programs alive, keeping you believing that, yes, this is why. And it's not only the program, it's the program stories. So if I'm crying or I'm angry, I'll be damned if I'm going to let my ego give me a reason why. It's just time for me to cry. It's just time for me to release tears. It's just time for me, the volcano explodes when it's time. It's just time. So the practice starts with letting go of those programmed behaviors, and one of them is labeling, because all labels, good, bad, happy, sad, all labels require a judgment. And who is and what entity is coming up with the judgment? What entity? Sure, it's not universal. Before I go on, let me share with you the number to call in if you want to speak with me live. It is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619 to speak with me live. And if you're listening on Wisdom, just ask to join the conversation, and bam, it will happen. Program for unhappiness. Let me just go back to the introduction. When I say happiness is a state of mind, it is the state of mind. It is the state of being when you were born. You didn't pop out of the womb knowing how to worry. You didn't pop out of the womb worrying. Or you didn't pop out of the womb blaming other people for how you're feeling or trying to control something that's outside of yourself, needing to be right, being impatient. Oh, my goodness. You know, one of the programs that just has just got me just rooted in so, oh, it's just so deeply, and I've talked about it before, it's just customer service. Oh, my goodness. My ego just feeds on that every time. Customer service, I'm on the phone, and they don't, it's not fast enough. It's endless. Buttons are pushed. I'm triggered. Customer service. And it's the same response every single time. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm working on it to be able to speak with someone, customer service, and not get or not attach a story as to why I'm feeling annoyed or irritated or bothered. But I definitely am aware. And that's part of the work. That's a major part is the self-awareness, is the awareness. Whew. Happiness is a practice skill. And it's practicing letting go of all, first of all, recognizing and letting go of all those programmed behaviors. And just start off with, when you make a statement, I was speaking to people this week, and there's always a story attached as to why the behavior, as to why, let me just get back to myself, as to why I'm exhibiting a certain behavior. No, there's no story. It's just time to feel that. Whew. Today's show is going to be, as usual, a little controversial. You know how I am. A little controversial, a little disruptive, a little contentious, and quite frankly, not very popular. Not very popular. When the main message here, my main message is to, all of it is turns right back to you. It has nothing to do with anybody hurting you, anybody disappointing you, treating you any certain way. It has nothing to do. You are more powerful. You are not a victim of other people. But the program says, yes, this person did A, B, C, D, E, F, G to me, and now I'm feeling a kind of way. Well, I'm here to tell you that that's just not the truth. You're feeling a kind of way. You're feeling a kind of way because it's time to feel a kind of way. Let go of the stories, and freedom is right around the corner. And what entity feeds off of those stories? The ego loves to be fed with the reason why. I'm here to tell you, let go of all of it. Why are we here? What's the purpose? Now, this is really going to this next statement. I said I'm 67 years old, and there's a very famous song. I believe it may have won Song of the Year. It was in a movie. Who knows? Back in the 60s or probably 70s, and it's called What's It All About, Alfie, by Dionne Warwick, who is a very famous singer, and written by Burt Bacharach. Now, for all you youngsters out there, Burt Bacharach, Dionne Warwick, who the hell? I get it. Oh, my goodness. It's I'm just settling into this 67-year-old, soon to be 68, settling into the age thing, and there was a time when there was a time when the whole how old are you in this age, really the program was that it's a problem. No, I'm embracing all of it. So this song is called What's It All About, Alfie? And the lyrics, is it just for the moment we live? What's it all about what is this life all about? What is the purpose? Why are we here? Are we here to serve? Are we here to leave a legacy? That's another program. Are we here to do good? Why are we here to accomplish? Why are we here? My perspective is, and I'm only going to speak for myself. I'm not going to say, we're here to, no, I only speak for myself. I'm here to experience being a human, being in this human body, in this human form. I'm here to experience all of it. I'm not here to judge. I'm not here to resist what's happening in the moment. I'm not here to say I'd rather to have preferences about which experiences that I want, which experience I would prefer. I mean, I used to, you know, ego, I prefer. No. Oh, and it's just, it's so, ugh. Talk about surrender on blast. Just surrendering to whatever comes along, whatever is on the journey, whatever is on the path, whatever the plan, whatever the universe's plan is for me. And quite frankly, before I even incarnated into this human form, it was already decided, it was already written what I would experience, because that's what I want, I wanted to experience all of this, the ups, the downs, the around the corners. And by the way, if you want to call in and speak with me live, the number here is area code 646. I have a few people in the queue. And if you want to ask a question or make a comment, just press the number 1. But the number here to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And if you're in the queue, just press the number 1 and I'll bring you live on the show. And you don't have to use your real name. You can remain anonymous. But back to the purpose. What is the purpose of this life? And this is, again, my perspective. I'm breathing out a lot because it is a lot to comprehend the perspective. Why am I here? What is the purpose? It is a lot to comprehend, but I'm not going to buy into the programming, why am I here? I used to think that when I found my purpose, I'd be happy. So then I started looking for my purpose. I started searching for my purpose. And that search lasted for decades until finally I found the truth. And the truth is, my purpose is to expand and grow and be conscious to the level of universal consciousness. My purpose is to accept myself and others without criticism or complaints. My purpose is to feel in every moment, vibrate in every moment an energy of satisfaction. My purpose is to be okay with uncertainty, to be at peace with uncertainty. Because another one of my purposes is to blindly trust. Without any reservation. My purpose is to live in the present moment, just like I did when I was born. My purpose is to look in the mirror and have a relationship with the Creator, whatever you want to call it, God, universe, source, higher power, whatever you want to call it. That's my relationship. That's my main relationship. That's it. And my purpose is just to be myself without shame. Be, and express without shame or judgment or expectation. And surrender. Surrender in every moment without resistance. And my purpose is to monitor and celebrate my growth. Celebrate that, you know, yesterday I was different than I am today. Yesterday I made a decision that I wouldn't make today. In fact, you know, I don't know about you, but my ego just tries to sneak in through the crack. Oh, it's just got so many disguises. I was texting someone, and it, you know, was one of those, they really need to know this. They really need to, and I'll get to the people in the queue in just 2 seconds, in a minute. They really need to hear this. And I'm looking at the text, and I said, is this text going to create peace or drama? Which one? And it was going to be more drama. And so I deleted it. See, it is a constant battle, speaking for myself, it is a constant battle between who's going to drive, who's going to steer the ship, who is going to be in charge. And I refuse, for the most part, to allow my ego to get away with dictating, steering the ship, and letting and telling me and making me believe something that's just not true. My purpose is to practice as much as possible and as often as possible the truth about this life, which is that I'm a human. I'm God having a human experience. And what I believe is God wants to experience ever all of it through each individual. Now, I don't get it. I wouldn't want to experience suicide. I can't comprehend that. But there is nothing out of order. Everything is in divine order. That's what I practice. Let me see. Hold on a second. I have someone that wants to... Oh, and let me say this. This, you know, the new thing now is leaving a legacy. Okay. Seatbelts. You will be forgotten. And that ego, I'm leaving a legacy, where does that, that's another program, where does that even come from? Okay, hold on a second. Let me, area code 780, you are live on Reality Spirituality. Welcome, what's your first name?
Hey, it's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, my Jay. Hi, Jay.
Hey, that's a great topic for right now. Yeah.
Thank you. What is your perspective on purpose? Why are you here? What is your perspective, and what do you believe why you're here? You personally.
I'm just to experience free will and choice.
Uh-oh. Whew. Okay, here we go. Seatbelts for everyone. You know I love you. How many years has it been? 15 years or so? I don't know, but...
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, geez, Louise. And let me... Oh, my goodness. I wish you could see me. My head is down. I have my left hand on my forehead, and my eyes are closed. And I am going to be the one bearing this news. There's no such thing as free will. And you know what? Even scientists today, hold on a second. Let me find it, Jay. Hold on. Let me find it. Even scientists have been experimenting with this. And the latest, hold on. Let me find it, Jay. The latest, it's called... Okay, here we go. Hold on. Determined. You could look this up. Google this. It's Professor Dr. Robert Sapolsky, S-A-P-O-L-S-K-Y, Robert M. Sapolsky. And he's not the only one. He's not the only one that studied this. I mean, this has been going on for decades. And he's a biologist and neuroscientist. And his book, he's a professor at Stanford University. And his book, the one that's out now, it's called Determined, A Science of Life Without Free Will. Now, I know the whole programming says, yes, you have free will, but I don't believe it anymore. I don't believe in free will. And the scientists are proving with the atoms and the studies, and I'm not a scientist, that no, humans have a thought 4 minutes before it's even communicated. So anyway, back to that. I'm on a whole campaign. I know I'm talking a lot, but there is no such thing as free will. That's my perspective. But go ahead. Your turn.
I think when we're actually born into this earth plane is that no one ever taught us about free will and choice. You know, we look up to our mothers and fathers who buried us, and we, you know, why am I doing here? Like, don't even say when to ask that question. It's like, I'm here. My eyes are rolling. I scream, and, you know, if I need some food or something happens. And the thing is that I think we're talking about free will and choice is that we have a perception of free will and choice, even though maybe in other, metaphysical terms, that maybe this earth is all about, you know, what do we do with the free will and choice that we have on this earth when we're born, and what is perceived or what is maybe ingrained as free will and choice. Are we enslaved right now? Maybe. Right at the moment, do I have free will and choice? Yeah, I can do what I would like to do without hurting anybody else. But thing is that I think it's a perception about it, too, and how we're born with it, and actually how we actually grew into it, and how we actually taught what it's about. So there's really no open books or anything like that until what is our purpose to be here on this earth. Maybe a long time ago there was, but maybe it got burned down in the burning of the Library of Alexandria a long, long time ago. Maybe it's hidden in the Vatican down in the basement somewhere. But we really don't have a good teachings of it. We just have whatever has been maybe ingrained from generation to generations. And that's what they always say, you know, seven generations out, you have to maybe clear some beliefs about that, too. So, yeah, that's
you know what I love about what you said, and I'm just getting chills now, I love about what you said is the perception of having free will. Exactly. The perception. And I encourage everyone that's listening to do your own work, do your own study, whether it's YouTube or Googling of the sciences that are really, especially the ones with the subconscious, you know, the subconscious that retains all the memory, all the memories that you've ever experienced, and it doesn't have any judgment about any of the memories or any of the experiences. So I really encourage anyone listening to do your own research. Just don't, of course, don't just listen to me. the science is showing, and it is very controversial. But can you imagine? At least for me, my shoulders drop even more with this. No, I'm not making any decisions. And especially when you study the brain and how it works and the thoughts and how it works and when the behaviors come after minutes of even having the thought there. Anyway, I encourage everyone to do your own study. But I'm here to say and champion there is no such thing as free will. I mean, what I do believe is I'm living my destiny, which cannot be stopped, cannot be slowed down, cannot be sped up, cannot be changed. I'm living my destiny, definitely. And so my practice is to embrace whatever destiny I'm going to be experiencing. and without I desire, I want. No, I desire, I want exactly what I am presented with in the moment. Period. Your turn.
Well, that's all we have, right? So all we have is this moment right now. Even considering all the craziness that's going on in the world right now, too, that's all I say. I'm grateful for this moment. That's all I have. And, you know, getting back to the free will and choice thing is that we choose that moment, though, too, right? Or our brains actually can choose that, or we can get fixated on that or get lured into that or coerced into whatever, too. But it's just that program that's, too, that's running in our brain that we don't have free will and choice. And then we become enslavement to our words or other beliefs or even other scientists, too. Well, we're not this, we're not that. We're much more powerful than we think we are. I really love the experiments what they've done with the meditations and things that,
mm-hmm.
square root of 1% of the population can change the dynamics of a war. Maybe they do it now. Maybe we can do that. Boy. And it's been proven over and over again that it does work. So what's it
what
say about
work? What specifically what you mean?
The power of the power of when people are focusing on peace. The feeling of peace. Right? The transcendental meditation that they had to what was it? Actually it was to curb what was happening in the war, something if I can remember in the Middle East. And a whole bunch of transcendental meditators came together and did this for 20-something days, and that reduced the war aspect, something insane. I have to look it up. It was such a
mm-hmm.
long time ago since I, yeah.
I
or they did that in,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
I understand what you're saying. So you know how I, and of course you never have to play along, but what current challenge are you having or experiencing, or would you like to even share that? Because I'm a, what's the problem, what's the solution kind of girl. So what are you experiencing right now? And you said something about the craziness in the world. Well, that's a judgment. We already know that. It is a judgment. Because craziness, it just is. I hate it. It's just what is happening. Crazy indicates.
Yes, if you often call it quote-unquote crazy, I see the reality events right now are shaping people's minds right now, too. And people are on edge.
But is it random or is it in order?
What do you mean
when
random?
You say shaping minds,
is it in order?
Hmm?
I think over the last 3 years that actually people are on are going to lose it. If something has happened that pushes people to become more desperate to maintain the standard of living. So do we have free will and choice to see what's happening, or are we going to get, enslaved by the emotions of it, what's going on? So.
Mm-hmm. And the programming is an enslavement. And if you are programmed, there is no choice. There is, So, do you
want
to share a challenge or not really?
Well, sure. I'll share a challenge right now. Is that I'm carrying, and this is interesting. We do prayer. Do prayer with work with my coworkers, and we always say our Savior. And I'm going okay, a Savior. If you look at the word save, is that person going to save us? Are we going to save ourselves? Be responsible and diligent and prudent and take action to or for ourselves to do that, or are you going to wait for somebody else to do it? So that's my challenge, and I think that's really, really a thing of the times right now.
Okay,
that everything is
okay.
All well.
So let me just be very clear. So what you're saying is you're challenged by people that are saying that Jesus is a Savior, or scratch the Jesus, or there is a Savior that's just around the corner. Is that what you're saying? I just want to be clear.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yes.
Okay, so
because,
here we go. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just feel that it's just it's a diversion to throw away from mine from being your true potential. It's like, okay, well, you just gave away the power to something that may or may not happen or help you.
Mm.
So I think it's also about free will and choice too, the power of ourselves, really, as I'm a powerful being on this earth with a mind that can make decisions. So, yeah, that's my
thought. You know, what's interesting, okay, so, you know, we've chatted and you know me. I mean, I feel like, come on, we're family already, forever. You're stuck with me, I'm stuck with you, just like glue. So back to the program behaviors, you know, you've listened, I'm up to 54, and the book is being edited. It's going to be edited very, very soon, hopefully before the end of the year it's going to be published. And I'm up, and I actually have even more, but I'm just going to keep the 54. 54 program behaviors and that subtract from your contentment, your inner peace, your happiness, and again, it's still all energy. So what you said, and I get it, I promise you, number one, other people and their beliefs. Other people and their beliefs are none of my business. Other people and their beliefs, if I'm focusing on what they're believing, whether they're programmed or whether they're not, because one of my challenges is, don't you know you're programmed? Religion, man-made religion, is another programming. Just like the terrorists are programmed. They're programmed to behave in that way. And then in the people that say savior, that's another program. So, but to counter that, for my contentment and for your contentment, is accepting these people exactly the way I find them. And know that their journey is different than mine, but accept that even what they believe in my mind is not the truth. I'm just putting it out there. Even if I believe that what they believe is not the truth, I still have to accept that. And me making a judgment or me focusing on someone else or me being in someone else's business, that just subtracts from my contentment, my happiness. It just subtracts. So the practice is to let these people go and let them believe whatever they want to believe, whether it's right or wrong, because it's not even for me to, oh, and I know it hurts. I promise you it hurts because I have to save the world. No, that was a bad joke. But no, the purpose is to accept and leave these people alone with all of their beliefs. My purpose is just to share my perspective. Looking at others, noticing what other people are doing, being in their business, making a judgment about what they believe or don't believe, is just subtracting from your peace. Why would you want to do that?
I agree. I totally agree, because it sure saves you a lot of, how would you say it? I don't know what the word to say. It just saves you a lot of time, basically. I'll just put it that way. Mm. Because you just say, yeah, they're on their own journey and move on. You don't get caught up. Your mind doesn't get caught up into what you are, what path you're on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And knowing, and like I said, people who have the spiritual aspect to themselves or a little bit of that this path is theirs and not mine. Or I say, my shoes don't fit your shoes. I just do that. It makes it a lot easier for me.
Mm-hmm. It's for me, it's just mind my own business. Don't you think, I mean, years ago, I knew, don't tell anybody, but I knew what was wrong with everybody else. I knew their problems, and I knew what they needed to do I knew how to solve their problems. And here we go, and years later, decades later, it's universal business. It's not my business. And the other thing that I like to share, you've heard me say this a million times, I'm not any different than all these people, and especially, now here we go, Jay. If I'm looking at someone and looking at them separate, this is a real hard one for me, and I'm looking at them and they're separate from me, oh, that's another program. Because you know, even deeper than this, we're not separate. But the ego will tell me that I'm separate, I'm different from you. I'm just having another experience than you are. I hate that, don't you? I hate it. Nah. Well, no, my ego hates it.
But
my
as we get older, I think it also does tell us that we've got to let things go and just be concerned about ourselves, because there's, you know, have your own self as you get older, right? Maybe you could do that, or maybe our mind was, how would you say it, would be more judgmental of other people. And then as we maybe get older and maybe wiser, we have to, you know, look at ourselves and say, yeah, that no longer fits in my free will and choice thinking.
and
move on,
and,
right?
And the thing is, and that's another, as we get older, I don't know about you, but my parents, as old as they were, just because you're older doesn't mean that you're going to be wiser. Everybody is different. And so I just say that when I say we're all avocados and some are ripe and some are not, it's just time. It's just time. And so the practice, damn it, you've heard me say this, the serial killer, the sun shines on the serial killer and the Pope. So it's just time. It's just time for and I believe everyone, well, I don't know if this is true, but there is an evolution of consciousness, and it is ongoing. I mean, there was a time that we, majority of the world, thought the world was flat. So this evolution of consciousness, my question is, am I patient enough? Can I practice enough patience to trust and let go of everything else that isn't me? Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
It's not easy. This is not an easy practice. It's a road less traveled.
I agree.
So, and this is the other thing. Oh, are you ready for this? Oh, this is your homework assignment. Of course, you know you don't have to accept it. This is your homework assignment. One of the things about the ego, it can only manage to come up with one perspective about any situation. Just one. It can't come up with another perspective. So your homework assignment is find something good about those people that believe that there's a savior coming. Find something good about that whole scenario. that's what I do. And if I can't find something good, then I wait patiently and I say, universe, help me find something good. Because one of the things that when I get stuck is I only see it one way. No, there's more than just one perspective. There's millions of perspectives about the same experience. As many people there are on this planet, there are perspectives. And again, the end goal is for you, my dear Jay, to have inner peace. You to vibrate contentment. And when you vibrate contentment and inner peace, that is your contribution to the planet.
Agreed.
What I like about you?
Yes, thank you. What is it?
Everything.
Oh, of course. Me too.
Everything. Oh, thank you for your contribution this morning. Wow, great. Thank you again.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure listening to your informative topics, and I could hardly wait till you have something for next week. So.
Oh, thank you, Jay. And I can't wait till this. That book is finished. I mean, I'm sick of talking about it. Sick. Let's go. But, of course, it's finished. It's going to be completed when not my timeline. That's another thing. My ego has a timeline about everything, and I let that go too. I don't have a deadline because I know that when it comes out, it's going to be time, period.
Yep.
Thank you, my dear Jay.
You're welcome.
Oh, Canada.
Have a beautiful day.
Hmm?
Have a beautiful day and a beautiful moment that you have.
You too. Yeah, love it. Oh, my goodness. Now, that gentleman, we've been together at least 15, I don't know how long this, I lose track of time, at least 15 years. Again, if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619, and press the number 1 if you want to speak live. And if you're on Wisdom, just ask to join. Back to the purpose. So what is our purpose? What is the purpose? Are we here to serve? Are we here to leave a legacy? Are we here to do good? My perspective, our purpose is to just accept I'm going to speak for myself, that I am here in human form for a speck, for a second, for a moment in time. A moment in time, a blink of the eye. And can I get some enjoyment? Can I start relaxing? Can I get some entertainment about all this, especially those moments that are unwanted? Especially those, can I find something funny? Can I find something entertaining? One of the things, I don't know if I shared, but I'm moving into this house that had to be totally gutted. It's old, 1990, old. And my ego will not shake that rebellion. And that's another thing, identity. Here we go. That's another thing that does not want to shake that Rebecca L. Norrington identity. Because that Rebecca Norrington identity has specific, wants and needs. If I was cursed and blessed with an eye for detail, I don't even need a level to hang a picture. I mean, I see detail. It's one of my gifts. I can see a speck on a plant. I'm looking at my plants right now. I can see a speck of dust. And that Rebecca L. That's that Rebecca L. Norrington identity. And I'm here to share with you whatever your name, whatever that identity that you think you are, you're not. You're not that identity. You know, as soon as you're born, you're given a name, a nationality, a religion, a race, and a culture. Then you spend the rest of your life defending it, defending that program. And I am letting go, not scratch the letting go. I am recognizing that this Rebecca Norrington has an identity, has wants. Oh, she prefers certain things. Oh, and if it doesn't, if somebody tells me they're going to put baseboards, if they're going to put the baseboards on last Tuesday and the baseboards aren't on, that Rebecca Norrington is bothered. And I'm discovering more and more about this identity, this human Rebecca Norrington identity, and I challenge all of you to question, is that real you? You know, when I say be yourself, well, who the hell is self? Because this Rebecca Norrington gets bothered and annoyed and irritated if something is not done. Here we go. Correctly. What was? Oh, okay. And the universe just brings me so many opportunities to test. Who am I identifying with? Because that Rebecca Norrington identity, honey, that chick ain't satisfied. There's a lot of times when she isn't satisfied, but it's a difference. There's a difference when you witness that ego identity as opposed to, yeah, that's who I am. Because my universal self is at peace with all of it. All of it. What did I discover this morning? Oh, the screens that were on the windows, they're what, 40 years old. Can you imagine screens, 40-year-old screens? So I had all those screens removed. Now there are no screens, and I can't open the windows because there's no screens. Plus, the windows don't open because they're so old, they're stuck. Oh, that bothers Rebecca Norrington. That bothers her. But see, when you separate that human identity, oh, my goodness, and you let go of it, oh, look at her pout about a screen. Look at her look and find a, what else? Oh, there's countless. The universe set me up. It's been almost 3 months now. Set me up with a perfect challenge to hit all of the things that this Rebecca Norrington identity has. I mean, every note is sung. Every little crevice is just exposed. Look at her. Oh, and this is the other thing. This is serious. It's serious. It's important. That's another program. That's level 3. It's another programming. This is serious. This is important, including looking out into the world. That this is serious energy. This is important energy. Oh, that Rebecca Norrington loves the seriousness. I can feel it. It's serious when I said, no, I want this paint. And it's serious when, oh, my gosh, I can't even tell you all the petty things that this chick has. Petty. And all it is just exposing. It's exposing an identity that I am not. And if I'm not my name and if I'm not that, neither are you. Neither are you. So be mindful of, I was speaking with someone, again, if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And without giving any kind of information as to who this person is, Let me do it differently. The story was, when I was younger, I experienced someone committing suicide. Okay, real story, the truth. I experienced someone close to me committing suicide, and now I have this deep. Seated, you know, if I knew anyone that was going through that, I need to help them. Okay, you follow what I'm trying to say here? I need to help them. I mean, that triggers, that touches in deep in my soul. There's something I need to do. I can do. I can help someone else. And I'm here to say, and what I did say is, and regardless of how it sounds, is that I cannot stop anyone. I don't have the power to stop anyone from their destiny. Now, what can I do? I can call 911. I can point them into suicide prevention groups. I can do all of that. But to get emotionally that I have to save, it goes back to that identity. And I'm really not pointing anyone out, because I like to come back to my own examples of, I know when that Rebecca Norrington identity is out full throttle and wings spread. But I'm not buying into it anymore. I'm putting that person on the shelf, and I'm watching it. And sometimes I get caught up. Because the universe knows exactly what to do to me and to you to get all of the cobwebs, to get all of the dirt out of the corners, to get everything exposed, And when it is exposed, what isn't me but pretending to be me, you follow me? pretending to be me. No. Mm-mm. No. I'm not going to be fooled anymore. I'm more than this Rebecca Norrington human, that's living this life or experiencing this life. Much more. And the stories, I'm not buying into that either. I could feel the energy and looking for the truth. Why am I here? What's my purpose? My purpose is to experience this human experience without judgment. Experience life without judgment and enjoy it. All of it. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, enjoy it. My favorite quote from Abraham, you've heard me say it a million times. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Can we start letting go of what the ego wants, what the ego believes to be true? My poor ego's on life support. It barely gets any oxygen, but it comes out because it is a constant, lifelong journey of growth, of acknowledgement, of truth, lifelong. You'll never get bored. If you say you're bored, contact me. There's always something to do. There's always some kind of internal work to do. There's always something to dig up and pull out. There's always something to expose. But it's not easy. Anyone in the queue want to speak with me live? I have a few people here. Just press the number one. I've got area codes. Press the number one. Area code 310-318-526-626. Whatever. If not, that's okay. Whew. Wow. And after this, I'm going right over there to the... here we go. I'll give you a funny story this morning. So I was over at the house and oh my goodness, the walls have just been painted, and so the people that are going to put in the bathroom vanities today, the mirrors. Listen to this. Listen to what bothered Rebecca Norrington. The mirrors were put up against the wall, freshly painted walls. And the mirrors scratched, and they're dirty, and they're filthy. And packages that have been delivered were leaning up against the wall. Someone leaned them up against the wall. Oh boy, she went ballistic. Not ballistic, but don't put anything up against the wall, and with the paper towels and. I'm not, oh, Lord, that Rebecca Norrington can find something to be dissatisfied with in a minute, in a second, not in a minute, that's too long, in a split second, that Rebecca Norrington can find something to, thank you, can be dissatisfied with something in a second. Purpose is to enjoy it. You want to accomplish, go for it. But don't think that accomplishing anything is going to bring about contentment. Not lasting. You may have a moment or two. Even the super, you know, the baseball playoffs are here. Thank you. World Series. You win the World Series, then what? Then what happens the next day? In fact, in Deion Sanders, because, you know, I like football. And in Deion Sanders' book, you can look it up. He even said when he won, I think it's two Super Bowls, and he said he remembers he was driving a fancy car the day and the evening of the Super Bowl, just won the Super Bowl, and the guy says I was ready to commit suicide. That's what he says in his own memoir. So see, I'm not talking about accomplishments. Accomplishments don't feed the soul. What I'm talking about here on reality, spirituality, the truth about happiness, feeds the soul. Where am I? Oh, that's right. Well, thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And visit my website, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. The book that I'm writing now, hopefully it's going to be published before the end of the year. It's called Program for Unhappiness. And my first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. In fact, Jay, I believe you asked the question, and that's published in that book, which was published in 2014. Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, that's on Amazon. And I've done a couple of collab books, but who cares? Until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. Your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be kind and be patient to yourself by accepting yourself, yourself, and know that you are different from that human identity. Accepting yourself in every moment. Be your own best friend, and remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. And if you want to Google the five most common regrets of the dying, the fifth regret was, I wish I would have been happier. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, Global Happiness Specialist Rebecca L. Norrington, and at least that's the name. And remember, happiness is a practice skill, and I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace and the more contentment you will discover, you will experience, and you'll have. And that's really, what else? What else do I need than to vibrate an energy of contentment? What else do I need other than to live in the moment? What else do I need? Absolutely nothing. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for R?